Alright, this is the underworld. We're trying something new. This is an uncensored, unmedicated, unrestrained, non-FCC approved podcast. And just going to see how people like it. So we're going to start off with Dog by Vegas Temper.
Hear me scream, you ask for this, am I a drama queen? once don't wanna see no more. When it just ain't enough for me to slam the hinges off the door. When the blood begins to boil and the words are all but kind, should I paint the room with my fucking brain to show you what's on my mind? 'Cause love ain't enough when the tears come through.
Don't cry for me, you'll cry for you.
And love ain't enough when I do the same. I've had enough of the endless fight.
I'll get some dark sleep tonight.
Enough is enough, you hear me scream. You ask for me, my drama queen. Love ain't enough when I do the same.
When baby, you beat my humble game.
I've had enough of the endless fight.
I'll get some goddamn sleep tonight.
Enough is enough, you hear me scream. You ask for this, my drama queen.
And love ain't enough when the tears come through.
That was Drama Queen by Pure Inform. One of their best tunes, and I've never been able to play it because the FCC sucks balls. Regular listeners of the show know that I've been doing... every once in a while I manage to find someone who I absolutely would love to party with, and so I do a party person of the week. For the end... Censored Underworld, that's different. I'm doing the dumbass of the day. And today's dumbass of the day is Sheryl Crow. Now, for starters, Sheryl Crow's music sucks ass, okay? She writes stupid music with vapid lyrics, and I can't stand any of that shit. What's even worse is when Sheryl Crow's out in the world and opens her mouth. So, here's the report. It's from Fox News, but you know what? I don't care what you think about Fox News. Shut the fuck up about Fox News. They report news, and this could come from CNN or anyone else. And you've probably heard about it three times before you heard it here. But this is Sheryl Crow's solution to global warming. Americans may be using less toilet paper if Sheryl Crow has her way. The singer, who is crossing the country on a biodiesel bus with producer Lori David, proposes limiting toilet paper use as one solution to global warming, according to a Washington Post report. I've spent the better part of this tour trying to come up with easy ways for us all to become part of the solution to global warming, she wrote on April 19th on the biodiesel bus blog, according to a report by the Washington Post. Although my ideas are in the earliest stages of development, they are, in my mind, worth investigating. Her toilet paper manifesto would limit how many squares of toilet paper Americans use in a sitting. Or perhaps in a shitting, huh? Now, I don't want to rob any law-abiding American of his or her God-given rights, but I think we are an industrious enough people that we can make it work with only one square per restroom visit. Except, of course, on those pesky occasions where 2 to 3 could be required, she wrote. So, for the rest of this here, I have to actually go to the Washington Post that's got some of the stuff from her biodiesel bust blog. And here's another one of her great thoughts. I also like the idea of not using paper napkins, which happen to be made from virgin wood and represent the height of wastefulness. I've designed a clothing line that has what's called a dining sleeve. The sleeve is detachable and can be replaced with another dining sleeve after usage. The design will offer the diner the convenience of wiping his mouth on his sleeve rather than throwing out yet another barely used paper product. I think this idea could also translate quite well into those suffering with an annoying head cold. All right, Sheryl, let me give you a little clue here, okay? I know you're not listening. I don't give a fuck. All right. This idea has been thought of before. It's called a cloth napkin. And when you're done with it, you don't throw it away, you wash it. But you know what? Some people don't like to use all those, you know, detergents and the water, and somebody's going to start bitching that you're ruining the earth then too. So, you know, stay out of my bathroom. You might have a squeaky clean smooth ass that, you know, you could do with one square toilet paper, but you know what? I'm a big furry guy with a big furry ass, and trust me, you want me to use as much paper as it takes. And wiping your nose and your mouth and your sleeve, that's just nasty. You know, if people want to get a cloth napkin, fine, have at it, but just shut the hell up. Congratulations, Sheryl Crow. You are the dumbass of the day. Thanks for bearing with me on that. Sometimes I have to rant and get some shit off my chest, and dumbasses make me go crazy every time. So let's get off that now, though. Let's go back to some cool music. This next one by one of my favorite bands in New England, and again, never been able to play this song because, you know, there might be just a little bit of swearing in it. This is Q, and this song is Emotionless.
Thank you.
Here's another great one. This is by Bottoms Up. This is Psycho Babble Bitchin'.
To say from the center of a crowd, talking much too loud, talking bullshit every day. Well, your guns are always packed, but you're yipping and you're yapping, you'll be talking till your dying day. And when we're finally through, we'll all be looking at you. What is your next slave? Too much
psycho babble bitching.
We don't listen anyway.
Psycho babble bitching.
What you trying to say?
Psycho babble bitching.
Your beach down here from the sun. You got a pretty smile, but after a while you stop talking like you must be young. Well, the lights are on, but there's nobody home. As you're dishing out your ration of bitching. Well, I gotta go, must be hitting the road. Cause you got scratch, you need some itching. Too much
psycho babble bitching.
We don't listen anyway.
Psycho babble bitching.
What you trying to say?
Psycho babble.
Let's get a little crazier and a little heavier. This is going to be two in a row by Mongrel. First is going to be No Gods, No Masters, and then Shut Up, Get Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Aw, yeah, loves me some Mongrel. This next one is going to be Hellbent by Product 62.
Provoking me into release.
Here's an awesome show that's coming up just this weekend, this Saturday, April 28th at the Dover Brick House. It's going to be Hour Past, one of our favorite bands on the at the Underworld, and this next band, Till We Die. I've seen these guys before. I've seen both these bands before. Both solid, solid bands put on an awesome show. So go out to the Brick House and get your ass kicked.
Take me.
Here's Doom by 10 Mile Burial.
Go!
Here's a must-see show that is happening this Sunday, April 29th, at Mark's Rock Club. It's going to be 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's going to include Skinless, Goat Whore, not Skinless Goat Whore, just Skinless and Goat Whore, Dath, Candy Striper Death Orgy, and this next band, Never Say Never. This song is from their Coordinate or Bludgeon EP, I guess you'd say. It's got 5 songs on it. Coordinate and Bludgeon's its name. And the song's called You're Fucked. Disorder by Design. Fairly new to the show. I love these guys. They're going to be playing at Uptown Tavern in Manchester this Friday, 9 o'clock p.m. It's April 28th, and this song is Thrash Around.
Your game. Hollow point.
Choose all my fate. Lines I pitch. Now what you gonna do? Bruise like me. I'll face the thing with you. Get on me. I'll make this one that you and get up on your feet and thrash around.
Put this one on your calendar, because I've seen most of these bands, and they all kick ass. This show is going to be Sunday, May 6th, at Pub 30-something, and check out this lineup. We've got Q, Mongrel, Automatons, the next two I'm not familiar with, Frightmares and the Clay People, and then the last band of the day, the headliner, is Michael Graves. He's ex-Misfits lead singer. He puts on a kick-ass show. Q is not to be missed. I should have said something about it before when I played Q or when I played Mongrel, but you know what? I'm saying it now. So go to the fucking show, aight? And to throw one more show at you, a lot of these same bands are going to be playing a few days before that on May 4th, which I believe is a Friday. I'm looking at the calendar here. Yes. Friday, May 4th, at the Brick House, the Dover Brick House. And this is going to be Michael Graves again, Mongrel again, Maniacal, Maniacal's from Dover, and they're crazy. And then this next band, Two-Sided Season. So here is Oh, man, you'd think I would have taken a look and found out what the name of the song was, because I've got them all rolling through my head. Tied to the Bottom by Two Sided Season from their Cyanide Razor Blade disc. So that's going to wrap it up for the first ever uncensored edition of The Underworld. I'm going to get this podcast right out and do it again soon. I'd appreciate it if you'd let me know what you think. Email me, underworld@underworldrock.com. Listen to us every Tuesday from 3 to 5 on WSEA 106.1 FM in Portsmouth. Or you can, of course, go to underworldrock.com and hit the listen live button and listen to it via live webcast, or as always, you can listen to the podcast, and I hope you do. So I'm not going to be on the show on Tuesday. That's going to be just Kaylee and maybe Guy, and we'll be back with Never Say Never on May 1st, so that'll kick ass. I don't know, rock on.